word this morning. Words about Jesus. And we find in John 2nd chapter, verse 15, time when Jesus went into the temple, and he going in to do God's business, and he found the people in the temple doing business. They weren't doing the Father's business, but they were doing business. In the book of John, Jesus discovered that in the temple that was made for to be a house of prayer, when he got there, they were selling oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers were doing business. And the word says that Jesus made a whip. Thank you, Lord. But it says that he made a whip of cords and drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money and overturned the tables. And he said to those who sold doves, take these things away. Do not make my Father's house a house of merchandise. Then we find a second time that Jesus had to go back to the temple. And we find that second time written in the book of St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 12 through 16, and it reads, and this is his return to the same temple. And he cleared it out before, but you know how it is. Everybody wait for boss man to leave. Then they bring the things out. You know how it is. Everybody clean up for a minute. In certain neighborhoods, as soon as they find out there's going to be a raid, by the time the people get there to do the raid, they can't even find folks on the street. So we know how to clean it up for a second, but we find that Jesus came back to the temple. And here we have Jesus in a strange time in his life, because he's really preparing. He's getting ready. He's gone back to Jerusalem, because in the next few chapters we will see where Jesus will be on that Calvary's cross, getting to wrap up his work on earth. But before he would wrap up his work on earth, we find that, let me go back to the temple. Let me go back. Let me go back to the temple. And it reads, then Jesus went into the temple, beginning with verse 12, of God, and drove out all those who brought and sold in the temple, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. Ain't right there? Don't tell anything about the oxen back, but doves are back, and the money changers are back. And he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. But when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children cried out in the temple and said, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were indignant and said to him, do you hear what these are saying? And Jesus said to them, yes. Have you never read, out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have perfected praise. And then there's Psalm 8 and 2. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength. I'm amazed this morning that the babies know something, wield. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for a word, God. We thank you for you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your will. We thank you this morning, Lord, and have mercy upon my servant. Decrease me, Lord, and increase your Son, Jesus the Christ, that we all may sup at thy holy and precious table. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. What does the babies mean? We don't. Something the babies know. You know, some, us old folks have learned it. So I'm moved this morning when I look at the word and ask the Lord, but what is the message for the house? And the message for the house is what Jesus said. A perfected praise. A perfected praise. How can we get a perfected praise? We find in the book of Psalms that it has told us about a praise. And that praise in song says that you have ordained strength out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants. So how can these little babies have a perfected praise? Because it looked like old folks had a perfected praise. We so learned and educated. We so experienced. We're full of wisdom, but we need a perfected praise. And then as we look at the circumstances by which this came out of Jesus, we are discovering that he is really hot. And he's gotten mad. Because he was on his way to the house of the Lord to do ministry, and he discovered that the world had taken over the church. Isn't that right? The businessmen, they think they're the world. They were taking over the church. That before the people of God could get in the church, there were businessmen outside of the church that were actually selling doves and oxen and exchanging money.
Yeah.
And they knew that the best place to go to make the best money was to be at the temple. Because people were traveling from all over to go to the temple. And that the money changers understood that if we can get the money from the folks visiting from other lands, their money has more value than our money. So they were there at the doorway making profit.
Yes.
See, I just want us to understand what's really going on in this text. You can't get in church because folks in front of the church making money. Or for folks who have traveled a long distance to go to the house of God to find church.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, have mercy. Oh, I wonder if the devil met somebody this morning on your way before you could get to the house of God. Did he stop you along the way to try to entice you to think about certain things or to do certain things? He's going to do it whatever he can to keep you outside of the house of God. I love it knowing that Jesus made a whip. I love that in the book of John. I just think that's terrific. Brother Glenn, Jesus made a whip. He got folks out of the way. He made a whip. I can just hear that old whip slashing across the tables. The word says, says that Jesus not only made the whip and used it, but he turned the tables over. Now, why would Jesus have to turn the tables over? He had to move stuff out the way so that the people could get in the house of God. Now, to me, that word whip also means, in a spiritual sense, to me, that means that any preaching from this pulpit, if it's not going to be a whip, if the preaching is not going to be a whip, to move the enemy out the way.
That's it.
To help somebody else think on the things of God.
Yes.
I want you to understand that good preaching is not acting. Good preaching is not satisfaction. Good preaching is not eloquence. But good preaching is a whip.
Yeah.
That's going to turn on some tables in your life. Because the money changers have actually set out in your lives, right in front of your house, and say, well, you know what, this is what we're going to do right here. They can't get out the house, and guess what, can't nobody get in. But I'm so glad this morning that there's a deeper revelation in this scripture that will reveal to us that when we get the money out of the way, when we get the profit out of the way, when we get the selling out of the way, and maybe then we can go in the house of God, because in this book of St. Matthew, it did not say that the blind were waiting on Jesus. It says in this book, after Jesus said, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. That means somebody couldn't get in the house of God. Isn't that right? Then verse 14 said, then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple. And the lastly, he healed them. Isn't that strange? Think about that thing. The church had to be cleaned up. And once the church was cleaned up and cleaned out, then the folks that were in need of healing, the folks that were in need of God, the folks that was in need of an anointing, the folks that needed an answer to their lives, then they were able to go in.
Yes.
And there was Jesus right in the temple waiting on them.
Yes, yes.
It goes on to say that, you know, the chief priests, we expected them to be just like they were. Chief priests became indignant because they heard the little children crying out in the temple.
Yes.
And the little children were crying out, Hosanna to the Son of David. The chief priests and scribes, those religious people, became so indignant because of the fact that Jesus had stopped that money. That Jesus had the nerve to open up church and have real church. That Jesus had the nerve to send those folks down to the next avenue. That Jesus had the nerve to clean the church out. Then the real religious folks got upset. Remind me of some days where folks would be selling so much stuff, man. I tell you, they could talk to you any kind of way as long as they had them chicken fillets sold. Y'all remember? Man, I tell you, our goal was one thing. We had a goal, and we worked toward that goal. And there were times we didn't care how we treated each other. Lord, have mercy. I'm so glad the Lord has cleared up the temple. I'm just so glad that the Lord has shown us that there's a better way to do his work. That we don't have to use it the devil's way to do his work. All we got to do is trust in him and hear his voice. Lord, have mercy. We didn't know any better. We didn't know that you could give quicker than you could wash a chicken. Lord have mercy. We didn't know that you could give and go on back home before you could even finish frying that chicken. We didn't know.
We didn't know that folks, but we didn't know. We thought the only way folks would give to the house of the Lord, we had to exchange something. We had to give them a chicken leg for a donation. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? To do the house of the Lord. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Just think for a while, Lord. Oh, them chickens, Darlene. Miss Carol, Marion. Just the washing of it was enough by itself. We weren't even talking about cooking.
We weren't talking about cooking. Cleaning. Lord, have mercy.
We had to cook to get people to give to the Lord. Well, I truly believe that we gave them an excuse to not give to the house.
Yes, mm-hmm. Well, give them Jesus. Yes, sir.
We gave them an excuse.
Yes, sir.
Instead of us opening the doors of the church and inviting folks to come on in because there's a healer here.
Yes, sir.
Come on in and bring all of your circumstances to the Lord, and he is ready to heal you of your circumstances. Instead of us having the lights because God is here, Lord have mercy. We had folks all down the street waiting on chicken. I am just so glad that the Lord moved some things out of my life. Because it sure is easier serving the Lord now than it was back then. And I want y'all to spread the word, so if anybody got an idea about chicken sales, just tell them, let's just give. Whatever God needs, I'm going to ask God to give it to me. And I'm just going to give.
Amen.
I pray that we'll be a little totally. What y'all think?
Amen.
God bless you.
I'm tired. Amen.
And you know, it is so strange because we said that we were doing it for the Lord. And some folks will take the expenses out. So instead of the chicken dinner being $10, it should have been $15. You see what I'm saying? Because we ask people to give the 10 to the house of the Lord, right? But if the 10 didn't come, what that mean? What? Ain't no profit. Because a servant of the Lord don't make profit. Isn't that right? Isn't that right? So, Miss Keisha, if the 10 didn't come to the house of the Lord, what that mean?
All that money. All that money. Lord.
Just want to keep it real because folks believe that that was then. When you talk about the oxen and the dove, that was 2,000 years ago. But now, stuff still being done. Right then. The money changers are still in the house of God, keeping other folks out of the house.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
But when these priests heard these babies crying out, children crying, Hosanna to the Son of David, Jesus complimented these children by saying to the chief priests, yes, have you never read out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants? You have perfected praise. Those educated scribes and those chief priests did not understand that when those crying babies were calling on Hosanna to the Son of David, the Son of David, they were saying, I've never seen anything like this before. It must be God. Because the Bible says, then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and healed
them.
That means that those little babies were able to see what Jesus had done in the house of the Lord. That means that one of those babies might have been holding the hand of a blind parent.
Yeah.
you can't see.
Come on,
that little baby understood that I've been holding your hand, keeping you from falling, and now I don't have to hold your hand no more. That little baby couldn't help but say, Hosanna,
Hosanna,
the Son of David. Look at what is in the house of God today. That baby was able to shout and cry. Look at what God is doing. And I'm telling you this morning, there ought to be some Hosannas in the house of God. Because when I look at you, I can see how God has blessed your life. If you've been in a hospital and God brought you out, that ought to be one of those Hosannas. If you've been in debt and God brought you out, that ought to be some praise up in the house of the Lord. Whatever you've been through, if you know you got brought out, and you understand nobody brought you out but God, there ought to be some praise in the house. There ought to be prophetic praise in this house. Nobody should ask you to get on your feet and give God the glory. Nobody should have to ask you to give God the praise. You know where the devil had you, but the Lord stopped back. See, all it takes is God to stop back. And once he stops back, he can drop the shackles off of your hands and off of your feet. Oh, we need a perfected praise in the house of God. Not just now, but every Sunday morning. You ought to come in. Now, what is about the babies? What makes theirs perfect? The baby's praise is perfect. Because they don't put any limitations on their praise. The babies give God all the glory. See, old folks try to say, well, you know, those pills I have work pretty good. You know, I don't spend a whole lot of money on myself. I've been exercising. You know, we give ourselves a whole lot of credit and give our friends credit. But the babies don't know who else to give the credit to but God himself. I just love it how a little baby in the midst of the church can just walk around. That's what Tamaya do. Tamaya walking all around the church. Tamaya's in the house of the Lord. And she know that while she's in the house of the Lord, she can walk all over the church. And we have folks who would need God's hand to move on your body. And you sit right still.
My God.
We need to be like the babies and every now and then just get and walk.
Yes.
Lord, I came in for a healing.
Yes.
And I'm going to get get up out of my seat. And I'm going to walk into service till you heal me, Lord. Lord, I'm going to praise your holy name till I get a breakthrough. Lord, my knee used to hurt a whole lot. But I told a preacher a few weeks ago, I'm going to preach that hurt out of my knee. Did I tell you that? And thank be to glory, I can move this knee that I couldn't move it in all of us. Nobody but God. He's looking for a perfected praise. Now, what does a perfected praise look like? Perfected praise is like those little babies. Tamaya don't care who's looking at her. Isn't that right? Tamaya in George Church, she walking all around just busy this morning. She got the mic in her hand, seeing that working. And my prayer is turning off because she couldn't work that thing. She think about it real hard. She got a phone in her hand, but she got that mic. She going to get that mic again. Because she took that mic, she put it right up to her mouth. Why? Because she understands she's in the house of the Lord. And everything is all right in the house of the Lord. I believe she feels the presence of the Lord every time she comes into the house. Oh, if we could just get old folks that would feel the presence of the Lord every time you come in the house. Oh, and we can just get some old folks that don't care about how you're looking, don't care about what folks gonna say to you. If we could get some old folks, wouldn't be so embarrassing, wouldn't be so still. Oh my gracious. Oh, there's a perfected praise that need to be in the house of the Lord each and every day. Didn't deserves a perfected praise. A perfected praise. Like the babies. You don't care about who's looking at you. That's why the baby was doing that. Okay. I got to get this hog out right now. You know, when a baby sees his mother, and that baby is one of them suckling babies, all he sees is that she got some milk, and that's what I need. And when that baby, when that mother walks in the room and recognizes his supply is hanging on his mother's breast, that baby say, "Mama, mama." When is the house of God gonna be like a little baby? When you know that your father is the supplier of all your needs. We have to come in the house of God the same way like a little baby. My father's in this house. And my father is rich. And whatever I need, he has it. I'm gonna give him some praise. We have to praise the Lord that God will heal us. We have to stand by the side like the blind man that kept saying, "Jesus, calling on his name." And the seven disciples would tell him, don't make all that noise. Don't make all that noise. But the man kept crying out, trying to get Jesus' attention. And Jesus wanted to know who they're calling me. We have to be like the woman with the issue of blood. Even if we got to get there and give him some praise, just touch the hem of his garment so I can get my blessing. Oh, this place ought to be rocking this morning. Lord, have mercy. When I think about the things he's done for me, I can't help but that crazy every now and then. Because he's a mighty, mighty good God. When I think about where I could be, but he wouldn't let me go there. Oh, what a praise, what a praise, what a praise. Lord, have mercy. Thank you, Jesus. For a moment of praise. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging us this morning. It's all right to praise you. Don't worry about who's looking. Always say, look on. Maybe you'll learn how to praise God for yourself. Go ahead and look at me. One of these days, if you keep living, you're going to need it too.